Chapter number 26, the book of Exodus, chapter number 26. Saklat tayo ng Exodus. At ito ay ang pinagpapatuloy natin ng pinag-aaralan, ang aklat ng Exodus at ang mga iba't ibang mga furniture ng tabernacle. And so we're going through the book of Exodus, and now we are looking at the furniture and the fixtures of the tabernacle as designed by the Lord. I think we need to remember that everything is prescribed by the Lord. Why we do what we do in the worship service of our church. We sing, we give, we listen to preaching, we have the preaching of the Word of God. We pray and so on. We do everything because the scriptures tell us exactly how God wants us to worship Him. And so we don't do anything outside of what the Lord allows. If it violates the scriptures, we don't want anything to do with that. And Exodus chapter 26 teaches us about the curtains, the veil, the gold, the posts of the tabernacle, and the layout of the tabernacle, exactly how the Lord would have it to be. And so we will look at the four coverings. Merong apat na takip ang tabernakulo ng Panginoon. There are wood framings about the tabernacle, inside and outside. And then there's curtains, inner curtains, that separates the sections of the tabernacle, and the outside curtain that protects the entire tabernacle. And I think it would be best if I had my whiteboard here. So let's see. All right. So, last week, we learned in Exodus chapter 25, inuna ng Panginoon yung mga furniture na sa loob ng tabernacle. God begins with the heart of the tabernacle, the very inside. The most important furniture, the Lord begins with that. He starts on the inside and works His way on the outside. And so, that's how the Lord works. God transforms us from the heart first before we work on the outside. Now, the outside should come along, okay? But the priority is inside first. Take care of your heart, and the Lord will take care of the exterior. And that's how the tabernacle works. God begins with the Ark of the Covenant, or Ark of Testimony, or the Ark of the Lord, or the Ark of the Tabernacle. Tapos yung table of showbread and the candlestick, and those are the furnitures that we saw, the mercy seat on top of the ark. Okay, so sa ngayon, titingnan natin yung apat na, let me see here, yeah, yung apat na coverings ng tabernacle. So, halimbawa, ito ang north, south, east, at saka west. So, God organized this so that yung mga tribo, meron siyang, is it right?
No.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's not right then. I need to, I don't know about that. West? East? Okay, now my orientation's messed up. So we're right, okay? That's right. Okay. I wish I had my textbook here. Alright, so kumbaga, merong outer court yung tabernacle, tapos meron siyang inner court, tapos ito, perfect cube. Dito nakalagay yung Ark of the Covenant, or yung Ark of Testimony, yung pinakamahalagang furniture. Tapos meron pang nakapatong na cherubim, yung mercy seat. Okay? Yan lang ang furniture sa loob dito. Ang tawag dito, Most Holy Place.
Tapos merong apat na poste at cortina na nagse-separate between most holy place at saka yung holy place. Dito, tatlo yung furniture. Altar of incense prayer, table of showbread, at saka yung candlestick. Tapos, sa labas dito, lima ang poste. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tapos dito, anim ang poste. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 20 ang poste dito. 20 ang poste dito. So, nakabilang lahat yan. And, yan ang layout. Tapos yung gate dito, may cortina yan dyan. Ang pinakaunang furniture na makikita nila, yung altar of, yung burnt altar of sacrifice. Brass yan. Dyan sinusunog yung mga hayop, ino-offer sa Panginoon. Tapos dito, merong labor ng tubig para maglinis sila ng kamay nila, braso nila, clean lahat. Alright? Tapos, yan. Tapos dito, yung mga poste niya, ganyan. Kahoy sila, nalinagyan ng gold, tapos, may silver na parang paa ng mga poste. Silver. Yung poste para siyang ganyan, tapos meron siyang dalawang ganyan. Tapos linalagyan siya ng eto, wood, linagyan ng gold, silver. So talagang maganda ang tabernacle, mayaman siya. Bagamat maliit, mayaman. Alright? And so you have the tabernacle layout. So let's look at the curtains here. Apat ang kurtina na nagtatakip dito sa tabernacle. At sa notes ninyo, nakikita ninyo yung apat na nakatakip. Pero hindi pwedeng ipakita sa inyo na nakatakip siya. So, kumbaga, makikita mo yung mga layers sa drawing. Para, kasi kapag tinakpan lahat, wala kang makikita na apat. Isa lang makikita mo yung pinakataas. So, para makita mo yung layers, ginawang ganyan ng drawing, nag-drawing ito. Alright, moreover, verse number 1, Exodus chapter 26, verse 1. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twine linen and blue and purple and scarlet. Now, ano ang significance ng blue, purple, and scarlet? Remember from last week? Yan ang kulay ng tabernacle. That blue, scarlet, and purple. Blue represents heaven or heavenly things. Purple represents royalty, king, or the sovereignty of the Lord, and red or scarlet represents blood sacrifice. And so that's the color of the tabernacle. The entire tabernacle is patterned after Jesus Christ, the heavenly high priest, and the tabernacle. He's everything. And so it represents his divinity, his royalty, and his sacrifice for us. And he is our covering. He is our protection. So, sino ang protection natin? Si Jesus Christ ang protection natin. Not the government. Not the vaccine. Not man. Man is not our protector. Jesus is our protector. And we must recognize that and acknowledge him. And everything points towards Jesus Christ. So, moreover, verse number 2. The length of one curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have one measure. The 5 curtains shall be coupled together, one to another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another, and thou shalt make loops of blue upon the edge of the one curtain from the selvage of the cup in the coupling, and likewise thou shalt make the uttermost edge of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops thou shalt make in one curtain, 50 loops thou shalt make, and another in the edge of the curtain that is in the coupling of the second, and the loops may take hold one of another. Thou shalt make 50 tatches of gold, couple the curtains together with tatches, and it shall become one tabernacle. So ang ibig sabihin nun, sa sampo na piraso ng mga pangtakip ng fine twine linen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yung lima, iano ninyo, tahi ninyo ng ganyan, na blue ang tahi. Tapos, yung lima rin, ganun din, tahi. Tapos yung lima noon at saka nilang lima dito, i-combine ninyo. Gagamitin ninyo yung gold, ganyan, tapos merong hook. Yung hook, matuhok yan. Tapos, pag na-combine na yung dalawa, ipapatong yan sa taas ng tabernacle. At yun ang unang covering. This is the first covering for the tabernacle. The fine twine linen represents righteousness. White linen represents righteousness. Katwiran. And we know that Jesus Christ is pure and Jesus is righteous and everything he does is holy, true, and faithful. And us, you know, we don't have righteousness. Ano ang righteousness natin? Filthy rags, but not the Lord. His righteousness is over everything. God is all about holiness and righteousness. Verse number 7, thou shalt make curtains of goat's hair. Yan ang pangalawa. That's the second covering, is goat's hair. To be a covering upon the tabernacle, 11 curtains thou shalt make. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of one 4 cubits, and 11 curtains shall be all of one measure, and thou shalt couple 5 curtains by themselves, 6 curtains by themselves, shall double the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tabernacle, and thou shalt make 50 loops on the edge of one curtain that is outmost in the coupling, 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which is coupleth the second, verse 11. Thou shalt make 50 tatches of brass, put the tatches in the loops, couple the tent together that it may be one. And the remnant that remaineth of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remaineth, shall hang over the backside of the tabernacle, and the cubit on the one side, and the cubit on the other side of that which remaineth in length of the curtain of the tent. And it shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, and on this side, and on that side to cover it. And thou shalt make... Okay, so, that was the goat's hair. Yan ang pangalawang layer na ilalagay, ipapatong sa taas nito. So, two layers of protection. Yung goat's hair, it represents sin offering and cleansing. Sin offering and cleansing. And so, how do we maintain righteousness? How do we maintain holiness? We need to constantly confess our sin to the Lord and ask the Lord to cleanse us. So, maintenance ng Kristiyano ay yung paghingi ng kapatawaran sa Diyos. Now, we don't ask God to save us again. That's not the question. Salvation has been settled. When you are born again, when you are a Christian, you don't need to get saved again. Once you've been born again, that happened in the past. The results of that is present and it will continue for all eternity because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of His sacrifice. But listen carefully. We don't need to be saved again, but we need to be cleansed again. Over and over and over again, as we live our life here on earth, we must always be confessing our sin before the Lord and asking God for forgiveness and cleansing. Kalinisan. Iba ang kaligtasan, iba ang kalinisan. Although ang kaligtasan ay tunay na kalinisan muna. That's the first time you experience salvation. That's the first time God washed your sin away. And judicially, God forgave us of all of our sin, past, present, and future. But economically, domestically, as God deals with us as a father, when we sin, when we do wrong, God spanks us. God deals with us as children. We don't always do the right thing. And so what do we need? Confess and forsake our sin. And ask the Lord to cleanse us. So that's the second covering. May protection ba tayo kapag nagkukumpisal tayo sa Panginoon? Yes. God will protect us and God will cleanse us. Maasahan ba natin na kapag humingi tayo ng tawad sa Diyos, patatawaran ba tayo? Yes, maasahan natin. Bakit? Kasi ito ay alang-alang kay Yesu Kristo. So pag tinanggap mo si Yesu Kristo, tinanggap mo ang buhay na walang hanggan. And forever, may kapatawaran ng Diyos. Now, pero ang Kristiyano na hindi marunong mag-confess, ligtas pa ba siya? Yes, ligtas pa siya. Anak siya ng Diyos. Kaya lang, hindi siya pwedeng gamitin ng Panginoon. Hindi siya pwedeng i-bless ng Panginoon gaya ng gusto siyang i-bless ng Diyos. Dahil nga sa karumihan ng kasalanan. And so, confess your sin and forsake that and let the Lord cleanse you. Alright, so that points to the cleansing. Alright, next, ram skin, verse 14. Thou shalt make a covering of tent of ram skins dyed red, a covering above the badger's skin. So, yan ang third at saka fourth, yung badger skin. Ram skin, tapos badger skin. Yung ram skin naman ay dyed red, kinulay na pula. At ang kulay pula ay simbolo ng dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. So the provision for our cleansing is the blood of Jesus Christ. So yan ang ikatlong layer, pulang layer. Tapos yung last layer na ikaapat, sa taas ng lahat na yan, ay yung leather skin ng badger. Badger skin. At ang leather naman, yung pinaka last layer, ang simbolo niya ay separation. Protection and separation. Okay? So, ang Kristiyano na hindi marunong humiwalay sa mali, humiwalay sa kasalanan, ang Kristiyano na hindi humihiwalay sa mali, ay walang protection sa Diyos. Remember that. Separation means protection. And if a Christian does not separate himself from sin, he is not protected by the Lord. I mean, Satan's out to get you. Satan wants to destroy you. And the way to protect yourself from the snares of the devil and the wiles of the devil and the darts of the devil and the worldliness and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, the way to protect yourself from all that is to separate. Get rid of sin. Alisin nyo sa buhay nyo yung mga kasalanan, kamalian. Kayo pinahihintulutan ninyo ang mali sa bahay, mali kayo. Kayo na pinapayagan nyo yung mali, pinahihintulutan ninyo sa puso ninyo, sa isip ninyo yung mali. You will not have God's protection and blessing upon your life. Pero kung matuto tayo na humiwalay sa mali, iwasan natin ang mali, huwag natin gawin ang mali, merong blessing ang Panginoon para sa atin. Makikita mo ang kamay ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Alam mo, yung mga kabataan na impluensyahan yan ng music. Oh, saan ang separation sa music? Meron ba kayong separation sa music? Ha? Oh, pag ito ay tugtog, this is worldly music. If you don't separate yourself from worldly music, you will hurt yourself. You will damage yourself. You will damage your family. You will damage your heart. You will damage your brain. CCM, Christian Contemporary Music, sabi nila, Pastor, CCM is mixing the world sound and good lyrics, godly lyrics. Imimix natin yan, isasama natin yan. Katanggap-tanggap ba yan sa Diyos? Do you think God is pleased when we take worldly music, bad music, and we put good words to it? Does it make it acceptable to the Lord? No. It's still worldly music. It's still bad music. It has good words. It may have wonderful words. It may even have scriptural words. It might even be biblical words. But the music overrides the message of the words. Remember, music is so powerful. the lyrics take second place. The muse is the medium. That's the one that communicates the loudest, is the music itself. And so if a Christian doesn't separate from worldly music, you will have worldly music in your head, in your heart, in your thinking, in your words, in your philosophy. You will have worldliness permeating every aspect of life. And that's just music. What about movies? Yung mga pinanonood natin, katanggap-tanggap ba yan sa Diyos? Alam mo, yung Hollywood, ang trabaho nila, kumita ng pera. Kaya kung ano yung pwedeng gawin para magbenta sila ng mga whatever, yun ang ginagawa nila. Eh yung malalaswa, nakakabenta ba yun? Yes. Did you know that lust and pornography and vices in movies, commercialism, they sell. They sell. They make billions of dollars a year. That's why the movie industry is loaded with pornography and lust and violence. And a Christian who doesn't separate himself or herself from the worldliness that's coming into the home and you allow it. Kaya yung mga young people, akala nila ganyan talaga ang buhay. Kasi pinapayagan nyo. You are the one who allows it in your home to influence your home. And young people think, this is how life is. Because that's what you allow in the home. No, you should not allow that. Lalo na pag Kristiyano ka, amen? You have the Holy Spirit of God inside your heart teaching you what to do. I don't have to tell you to separate. The Holy Spirit of God inside of you will testify to your spirit you ought to separate from sin. That's the work of the Holy Spirit of God. You don't need a preacher to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you that anyway because you need to hear it. So church natin, we don't use worldliness in our church. We don't want worldliness in our church. And so on and so forth. All right? Let's look at the post. Ngayon, tingnan natin yung mga poste na ginamit ng Panginoon. Look at verse number 15. Verse number 15. Exodus 26, verse 15. Thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board. 1.5 cubits shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons. Yan yung 2 tenons, yung sa ilalim ng board. Isang board may 2 tenons siya. Kakapit siya doon sa silver. 2 tenons. So where we at here? 2 tenons shall be in one board and set one in order against another. Thus shalt thou make of for all the boards of the tabernacle. Verse 18, chapter 26, verse 18. Thou shalt make the boards for the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side. Where's the south side? Here it is. So 20 boards dito, 20 boards sa north, 6 boards dito sa west, 5 boards sa east. Okay, let me get that right. Verse 19, and thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver. 40, kasi 10 yung boards times 2, dalawa yung sockets nila, lalagyan ng boards. So secure talaga siya. 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, 2 sockets and another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards. And for their 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, 2 sockets under the other board. Verse 22, and for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards. So medyo maikli ang west, mahaba ang north at saka south. Kaya siya para siyang rectangle. Okay? And thou, they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above by the head of it unto one ring. And that it shall be for both of them, and thou shalt be for 2 corners, and they shall be 8 boards, other sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, 2 sockets under the board, another board. Verse 26, thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, 2 sides westward. And in the middle of the bar, in the midst of the boards, shall reach from end to end, and thou shalt overlay the boards with gold. Thou shalt make rings of gold for places for the bars. Thou shalt overlay the bars with gold. And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion wherewith was showed thee in the mount. So, God uses the physical wooden boards to form the tabernacle. Now, this is the only part of the tabernacle that relates to us.
Kung yung tabernacle, larawan ni Kristo, tayo ang larawan ng kahoy na ginagamit ng Diyos para itaguyod yung kanyang tabernacle.
As a believer, as a Christian, God wants you to be a part of building the house of the Lord. You are the living stones, the Bible says. God wants to use every one of us to establish His house, to establish His work. So we are represented by these boards, these wooden boards, every one of us. Okay? God is interested in people getting saved, but He's not just interested in people getting saved. God is interested in assimilating them into the assembly of baptized disciples to form a church. Now, just like God assembled these boards and wooden boards to form a tabernacle, God wants to use living stones to build a church to honor the Lord today in our day and age. That's our part. So if you're a born-again believer, that's a great thing. That's wonderful, but that's not complete. God wants to use each and every one of us in a place of service in the church. God designed the church as a place for Christians to grow, for Christians to come together and to be assembled and to form His New Testament assembly of baptized disciples. And so, are you born again? Are you saved? Amen. Are you baptized? Amen. Are you a member of the church? Yes, you should. Pastor, hindi pa ako member ng church. Oh, wag ka na mag-church shopping. Sumali ka na. Eh, Pastor, maliit lang ang church natin. It's good. It's fine. The size of the church is up to the Lord. But we need to labor for the Lord. We need to labor for the Lord and allow God to build the work. Kasi kapag ang Diyos ang gumawa, magtatagal yan. Pero kung ang tao lang ang gagawa, wala akong bisa yan. If God does the work, it'll last. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But if man does the work, it will not last. It will be a one-generation church. How would you like that? A one-generation church. We have a good church just for our generation. Forget the second generation. Do you think God wants to have a one-generation church? No. When God plants a church, He wants the church to perpetuate until the coming of Jesus Christ. He wants the church to continue. Second generation, third generation, fourth generation, five generation. Let me tell you something. God wants every church to be faithful until Jesus comes back. Now let me ask you a question. Of all the churches in the New Testament, what church has survived until today? Meron bang church na first century church hanggang ngayon nagpapatuloy? Meron ba? Wala. None. That is how wicked and powerful the devil is. The devil is so powerful that he wants to destroy God's churches. So tayo, may challenge tayo. We are being challenged by the Word of God. Are we going to be a one-generation church? No, God wants us to continue until Jesus comes back. Amen. Jocelyn's going to be flying. She's going to go to Hawaii. And you know God's will for Jocelyn when you get to Hawaii? Find a church. A biblical church, a Bible church, King James Bible, sing the hymns of the songs, the songbook, no contemporary music, separation, nandyan yung pananamit ng maayos, nandyan yung respeto at pagmamahal, nandyan ang banal na espiritu ng Diyos, nandyan ang pag-ibig sa kaluluwa na nag-i-invite para sila ay makarinig ng magandang balita, nandyan ang magandang balita ng salita ng Diyos, nandyan ang ordinance ng baptism and Lord's Supper. God wants you to be a member of a church over there and continue on for the Lord, growing in the grace of God. So maybe, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, mas malakas ka pa sa pananampalataya. Hanggang sa dumating si Jesus Christ. I mean, what's it gonna be like when we see the Lord? Lord, I dropped the ball. Lord, they gave me a Bible, but I didn't read it. I didn't study it. They gave me a songbook, but I took it for granted. I didn't really understand what I was singing and doing. And they gave me a church, Lord, but I never served in you. I never led people to the Lord. I never learned how to soul win. I never learned how to use my talents and gifts and teaching and preaching. I'm always late. What's it going to be? One generation church? No, may the Lord give us strength to have more than just one generation church. All right, then the veil, blue veil. Tingnan natin ang verse 31, Exodus chapter 29, verse 31. Thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen of cunning work with cherubims it shall be made. Thou shalt hang it upon the four pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver. Thou shalt hang the veil under the taches, and thou mayest bring thither in the veil of the ark of the testimony, and the veil shall divide you between the holy place and the most holy place. Between the holy place and the most holy place, nandyan yung veil. Naalala ba ninyo yung veil when Jesus died on the cross? Ano nangyari sa veil? Napunit yung veil. Remember, the veil was rent in two pieces. Bakit? Kasi yung veil, yung kurtina na yon, ay separation between the holy place and the most holy place. Ibig sabihin, may access ho tayo sa trono ng Diyos. Remember, before Jesus died, the only person allowed in the most holy place is the high priest. And he can only go there once a year to offer the blood of the bull on the mercy seat. And then he can have fellowship with Jehovah God, with God Almighty. That was it. Everybody else had to worship from afar. Separated. God is holy and separated from us. But when Jesus died on the cross, the veil is rent. The veil was ripped up on the side, and now you have access to God the Father in prayer anytime, any day, any hour, for any reason. You can enter into the most holy place. We are blessed. We are privileged. We have something more than what the Old Testament believers have. We have access to the throne room of grace through prayer. And this is why I'm telling you, Christian, the devil doesn't care if you are sitting in church as long as you are not praying. God doesn't care. It doesn't matter to the devil if you read your Bible today, if you're not praying. Because prayer is access to the throne room of grace. Prayer brings us to God. Man, we can have fellowship with the Lord through prayer. Are you fellowshipping with the Lord? Huh? O baka yung prayer ninyo pag linggo lang? Oh. We are blessed. We have the blood of Jesus Christ to take us to the audience of Almighty God. And when we pray, imagine this, the God of the universe stops and listens to the saint who prays. God Almighty, who runs everything, gives us full attention when we pray. That is power. That is power. And so you want to be a powerful Christian? be a praying Christian. Amen? All right. So there's no more veil because of Jesus Christ. Pero nandito yung veil sa Exodus 26. All right. I got one more minute left. Tapusin natin. Very few verses left here. Verse number 34, thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. Thou shalt set the table without the veil. Yung table niya, yung incense table of prayer. The candle. Thou shalt set the table without the veil, the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. That's the table of showbread. And thou shalt put the table on the north side. So yung table nasa north side. Yan, yung table of showbread nasa north side. Yung candlestick nasa south side. Opposite sila. And thou shalt make a hanging for the door of the tent of blue, purple, scarlet. Yun namang cortina dito. Dapat blue, scarlet, purple din siya. Katulad dito. Kaya lang, lima, apat ang poste dito. Dito, lima. At yung lang pwedeng pumasok dito, yung mga pare. Yung pwede lang pumasok dito, yung sasardote, yung high priest. Okay? And so on and so forth. Thou shalt make, verse 37, for hanging five pillars of shittim wood, overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold, and thou shalt cast the five sockets of brass for them. Ang difference lang dito, yung paa, silver dito. Dito, brass. Ibig sabihin, bronze. So, iba talaga ang detalye ng Diyos. God wants it that way. And so we have chapter 26. Next week, we will look at chapter 27. At pag-aralan natin ang altar of shittim wood, the staves, and more, and so on. Pagpapatuloy natin ang pag-aaral ng tabernacle. All right, God bless you. Let's pray. And ask the Lord to bless. And Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that you are interested in the details, that you didn't give us the privilege of just doing what we want to do. Help us, Lord, to learn the Word of God and the principles of the Word of God and follow your prescription, follow your Word in obedience and thankfulness and sincerity and joy of heart. We love you, Lord, and ask your blessing upon us as we continue worshiping you today, serving and learning from the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.